What about one that was kind of in between a little one and a full-grown one?
Short.
What size would he have to get be before you?
Well, a short would be up about, I don't know, about so high. Young hog called short.
Do you ever see any around here that have these long old teeth to them?
Tushers. They come out this way. Yes, sir. I've seen plenty of them, and they could cut you off pieces. Hmm. Get up there and roots it. I was down a big swamp there, squirrel hunting. That's down in Calhoun Parish, down below the lake. And they had those swamp hogs in there, and right close to our camp, first met that house over there. Two boys got in a fight, and one of them just cut the other one all two pieces. Mm. Killed him. Mm. Yes, sir.
It's rough.
Well,
the swamp hogs, wild hogs?
Partly. But we went up close to your car there and stood there and watched them fight. And he just ripped that hog wide open, killed him, right there. The instinct, this male that got killed didn't belong in that tribe up there of hogs, you see. And that boy was the boss of all them hogs around there, and he didn't allow no stranger to come in there, and that's what happened, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's the instinct that they have. Like bulls and deer, mm-hmm. You put you can have a bunch of cows out here with a bull, and he'll stand up there and like he's sheep half the time, but you let a strange bull come in, the fight's on right then. And they'll fight to kill one another.
Would people around here call a wild hog a razorback or pinewood
razorback? That's a razorback. Yeah. These woods hogs, wild, not half wild, you know. Not wild hogs. Because wild hog, you ain't worth damn nothing. You can't eat them, they're too strong. And they kill them and let the buzzards eat them, used to. Because they destroy your crops. But this razorback is a thin hog, very thin. And he can live on sticks and acorns and such like that. He never does get fat. And that's the sweetest meat in the world to make bacon out of, is that razorback.
What about if a man had a male hog and he didn't want him to grow up to be a boar? What would he say he did to him?
Castrate him.
Why is that done?
Huh?
Why is that done?
Why is it? Well, it's just taking the testicles out of him. It's all.
And why do they do that? For what reason?
Well, to make to make meat out of him, make a meat hog. You kill a boar hog without cutting him, you know. You can't eat him, he's too strong. So when they get up short size, they castrate them. They do little bulls out of the way.
What do you call them after you castrate
them? Well, you call them a cut hog.
People around here ever use the word barrow or bar?
Barrow, yeah. Then they call them, that's right, a barrow.
What about